In learning this lick in B flat, it's important that you know that as you practice this lick, it'll sound different from the band track. That's because I use this lick in triplet form. And as you progress, the speed will come. Okay, to get started, we're gonna place our finger on the B flat note. Our first finger will be on the 3rd fret of the G string. And now what I'm gonna do is I'm reaching actually up to the A string with my first finger. And I'm chromatically walking with my 1st, 2nd, and 3rd finger from the 3rd to the 5th fret on the A string. And just to let you know, this lick is actually easier than it sounds. The whole lick sounds like this. Okay, for the most part, we're only using 2 frets, and we're only spanning 2 frets throughout the whole thing until we get down to the B string, and then we're covering about 4 frets. But it's very easy, and just follow along, and I'm sure you'll get it just fine. Okay, again, we hit the B flat note as our first finger bars the 3rd fret from the G string, or actually I'm barring from the little E string right up to the A string. But we're hitting the G string on the 3rd fret, reaching up with the A string on the 3rd fret, and chromatically walking up to the 5th fret. And then immediately after the chromatic walk up to the 5th fret on the A string, we're back to our bar on the 3rd fret and hitting the D note, which is actually the D string. Then reaching up the neck with our 3rd finger to the 5th fret on the D string. And then directly under that, we're on the 3rd fret of the G string, followed by our 3rd finger on the 5th fret of the G string. Now, once we reach the 5th fret of the G string, we're going to do a bend up a whole tone. Now, as you can hear, you want to match that note. Okay? You want to match the bent note with the note on the B string, which is this. Now, I'm playing the 3rd fret on the B string, and I'm matching the bent G to that. And then chromatically walking up on the B string using our 1st, 2nd, and 3rd fingers, we're going to walk up 4 frets. So now we have. And then chromatically walking right straight back down. Now, once we get down to the 4th fret on the B string, we're going to hit a ghost note on the 5th fret of the G string, and then followed by our 1st finger on the 3rd fret of the B string. So, okay, so now that sounds like this. Now, once we get down to the 3rd fret on the B string, we're going to do a hammer-on with our 2nd finger from the 3rd to the 4th fret, and then back to the 3rd again. So now, we have. Now, we're going to go back up to the 5th fret with our 3rd finger, and chromatically walk down to the 3rd fret on the G string. And then grabbing a ghost note on the 5th fret, D string, and going back up to the 2nd fret on the G string. So now we have. reaching back up to the 5th fret on the G string, and then ending on the B flat note, 3rd fret G string. Now, I know that's a lot of notes for one lick, so I'm going to go ahead and play this slow. Again. Okay, that will finish the section in B flat.